You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. First up today, the latest on the U.S. trade deficit. That is, of course, the measure of whether we imported more than we exported. Well, from September to October, that deficit shrunk by about 4.5%. That sounds great. But unfortunately, it's because imports and exports both dropped. It's just that imports fell more. In other words, there was less economic activity like manufacturing and retail for the U.S. economy overall. And that's not so great. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a closer look.
U.S. agricultural exports fell hard in September as retaliatory tariffs, especially from Asian countries, hit hard. Take apples. 95% of U.S. exports come from Washington State, says Jim Baer at the U.S. Apple Association.
The Chinese New Year is everything. So, for example, if I was coming to visit you, I would bring you this perfect apple from the United States as a gesture of good health and prosperity for the coming year.
Baer says in China and India, they love U.S.-grown Red Delicious, and for the last few years, sales soared until the U.S. slapped tariffs on Indian and Chinese imports, and they retaliated with 60-70% tariffs on U.S. apples.
We are going to have our ninth largest crop in history, but at the same time, exports are down about one-third, close to $200 million, which, frankly, is a lot for the apple growers.
Another link in the supply chain is agricultural equipment and other big rigs, tractors, earth movers, and the like, made by classic American manufacturers like Caterpillar and John Deere. Their export sales to foreign customers are falling, says Elizabeth Vermillion at CFRA Research.
Now you have tariffs and trade and slowing global macroeconomic headwinds.
Plus, U.S. farmers are so uncertain about the trade future, will China buy their soybeans, will India buy their apples, that they're holding back on buying new farm equipment for next year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.